I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A 350-page document published yesterday reports almost 3,700 cases of alleged sexual abuse of minors by Catholic priests, deacons, and clergy in Germany over a time of 68 years. The report was the result of a four-year study that looked at cases between 1946 through 2014. Around 1,600 priests were incriminated, and over half the victims were 13 years old or younger when the abuse occurred. A German news outlet stated that the church only went after around a third of abusers, who then either were given minimal or no sanctions, or were relocated to other parishes without making any of the allegations known to the public. The German Bishops' Conference released a statement saying they will be meeting to discuss the study, and that before its publication, the study was not known, quote, even to some members of the German Bishops' Conference. The state counselor of Myanmar, Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, stated that the country could have better handled Rohingya Muslims, however she still defended security forces, saying, quote, we have to be fair to all sides, the rule of law must apply to everyone. Suu Kyi's comments came during a one-on-one discussion at the World Economic Forum's regional meeting. Myanmar's army has been accused of mass rape and killings and setting fire to thousands of homes after Rohingya militants attacked security outposts in August of 2017. The UN Human Rights Council has stated that senior Myanmar commanders should be prosecuted for genocide and other crimes. Ruslan Basharov and Alexander Petrov, the two Russian men who have been charged with poisoning a former Russian spy and his daughter with a nerve agent, have denied any involvement in the attack. Appearing on Kremlin-funded television, the two men said that they had been in the UK as tourists, and the fact that they were in the city of Salisbury, where the attack happened, was just a, quote, incredible fatal coincidence. British police have released CCTV footage that shows the men in Salisbury the day before the attack and walking in the neighborhood of the former agent on the day of the attack. In their TV appearance, the men explained that they went to Salisbury to see its famous cathedral. Following the men's denial of involvement, the British government issued a statement accusing Russian authorities of lying about the case. The Given Institute, a Catholic women's leadership organization, has officially launched. The organization will focus on efforts to encourage and train young women in leadership roles, both in the church and society. The Given Institute developed out of a leadership conference in 2016 that was called the Given Catholic Young Women's Leadership Forum. The newly formed organization has plans to have a national conference every 2 to 3 years in the same light as the 2016 one, as well as mentoring programs that will pair young women with Catholic women who are established professionals. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.